You're listening to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Coal Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Get Energy Wise, save money, become sustainable.
Welcome to Energy Wise. My name is Ty Keltner, and today we are talking about indoor air quality, to be specific, heat recovery ventilators. What are they? Why have one? We'll tackle those questions today with our guest, John Davies of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. And in the second half of the show, we'll have our building energy expert, Ilya Benesh, here to answer your questions as well, as always. But first, John Davies and the HRV system. John, thanks for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Nice to be here.
John, tell me, what is a heat recovery ventilator, or HRV? What is it, and what does it do?
Okay, well, we'll parse the name for you. It's primarily a ventilator, and what that means is bringing fresh air into your home and doing it in a very intentional way. And the other part of the name is heat recovery, and that means that we're trying to do just what it sounds like, is not waste the heat. So you've already heated the air that's in your house, and so to bring fresh air in, you're going to have to let some of the air that's in your house out, and that has heat in it, and you don't want to waste that. So this heat recovery ventilator is a device that's a heat exchanger that exchanges heat with the outgoing air to the incoming air. So the warm, stale air that's leaving your house is warming the incoming fresh air that's coming into your house. And so this device allows you to both have your cake and eat it too, to have fresh air but to not lose all the energy from the air that's already in your house.
And why would you want one of these for a home?
Well, I guess let's go back to why do you want to ventilate and use a mechanical ventilation system. One of the things that you want to do, of course, when you have a house, is you need to have fresh air to breathe. So everybody needs oxygen, and so you have to provide that. Now, there's a couple different ways. Traditionally, the way we've gotten air in houses is just through leaks, around windows and doors, opening windows, the fact that the building wasn't built very tight, and so a lot of air could come in. And when energy was cheap and in milder climates, that worked pretty well. But in extreme climates we have, especially here in the interior of Alaska, that's not such a good plan. It's not good from an energy point of view, but it's also not good from a building and occupant health point of view either, because what happens if you don't pay attention to how you ventilate the building, you can create moisture issues, and those can cause asthma and other health-related problems. So from an energy point of view, you want to use one of these devices so that you can recoup the energy, but you also need the ventilation one way or another, and it's just a much, from a building science point of view, it's a much better way to build the building very tight and then to ventilate it intentionally rather than inadvertently.
So it seems to me that if you're exchanging the air in your home, then your warm air would be going out and your cold air would be coming in. And in this device, that's not the case. How does this work exactly?
Well, if you look inside of it, it's got a sort of a diamond-shaped heat exchanger. And what that is, you can imagine a stack of cookie sheets, aluminum cookie sheets stacked up right next to each other. And it's designed in such a way that the air goes through every other one of those slots when it's exiting the building. And then the incoming air goes through every one of those slots. So the two air streams don't actually touch each other, but the warm air that's going out through that little heat exchanger device is warming the air that's coming in. So that's why you don't lose, you lose some of the energy. Of course, nothing's perfect, but you save a lot of the energy that way by using this heat exchange device to warm up that incoming air.
If I was looking at an HRV system, is this something that's expensive to buy, or is it readily available?
It's certainly readily available, and it does cost some money. The equipment pieces, if you're going to install one yourself, you're probably looking at $1,000 to $2,000 to buy the parts in the device and the associated ducting, depending on how big a house you have and how complicated a system you want to have. And then you can also, there are several different contractors in town who can install these things. And, of course, if they do it for you, you have to pay their labor. And so that adds some additional cost to it. So it's not trivial, but it actually pays for itself over the long run in terms of the energy saved.
Now, I know when you retrofit a home, then a lot of times you make your home tighter. And so you might want to invest in a system like this. What if I was retrofitting a home? Can I put in an HRV? Is there anything else I should keep in mind?
Yeah, it's obviously a little trickier because you're putting ducting in, and ideally you want this HRV system to set up so that it exhausts air from rooms like kitchens and bathrooms and laundries and utility rooms, and that it provides fresh air to living rooms and bedrooms and places like that. So you need to obviously have ducting that runs, air ducting that runs to every, ideally to every room in your house. Now, when you're doing a retrofit, that can be difficult to do. But sometimes, depending on if you have a simple design of a house, you can do a drop ceiling in a hallway and run ducting that way and do a pretty good job of getting ducts to every room. Now, you don't have to. I mean, you can, while it's ideal to get this ventilation into every room, it's better to get some ventilation than not to have any. So you can just set up a system where you provide fresh air to your living room and exhaust the bathrooms, say, is one example, and just do that. And so there's a lot of options. And what I recommend really is every house is different. So what you should do is get an expert out there, somebody who's done this kind of installation, and have them take a look at your particular home and make some specific recommendations about what might work in your case.
Where can people go if they want more information about an HRV system? Who can they talk to? Where can they find info?
Well, I think the best thing, the easiest thing to do would be call us here at the Cold Climate Housing Research Center, and then we can provide you with a list of manufacturers and building tradespeople that can install these things. So there's three or four manufacturers that of good quality products, and there's also at least three or four good tradespeople here in town that do the installation. So we can give you the listing of those folks and those manufacturers.
Just to recap a little bit on air quality, why is air quality important? What bad things can happen if you have bad air?
Well, the worst thing that happens, and the reason why you need to pay attention to ventilation, first thing, of course, is you need fresh air. But then the second thing, you need enough adequate air in a building to keep the moisture levels under control. Moisture is a really big problem in indoor air in buildings and just indoor problems for buildings. If you don't ventilate a building correctly, in the wintertime you close things up and you just don't have, your bath fan isn't working or something like that, then moisture levels will build up in the house. You'll get condensation on windows and other cold places in the house, and mold will grow there. Just mold's everywhere. All it needs is a little extra moisture and it'll start growing. So then this is a big problem both for the building and for the occupants. The building, you can actually have so much rot in a building that you have to destroy a wall or maybe even in extreme cases the entire building. So, or you can build up enough rot around a window that you have to take out the window, redo the whole framing system, and then install it, and that can be pretty expensive. So from that point of view, it's a problem. Also from the occupants' point of view, if you get a certain molds build up there, many people are allergic to these or have health reactions, and it can exacerbate asthma, it can create other bronchial problems, and some people are very sensitive to molds and actually end up in the hospital as a result of exposure to these kinds of molds that can grow as a result of this moisture. So controlling the air in your home is a primary way, and having the right amount of ventilation is the primary way to control the moisture in the air in your home, and that is a really important element in having healthy indoor air.
Well, thank you very much, John. Up next, as always, will be Ilya Benesh. He'll be ready to take your building and energy questions. We'll be right back. You are listening to EnergyWise.